We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, what's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and running on this Monday morning, but a brutal Monday morning after yesterday's awful Eagles loss. The quarterback, the head coach, the starting wide receiver who should at best be a backup wide receiver. Look, we'll discuss it all. The loss of the Giants, a major blown opportunity, which really hurts Eagles' chances for the playoffs. We'll talk about it all and do so with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Again, 215-592-9494 to get in to discuss yesterday's game. Rich.
Joe.
Hey, bud.
You know the filling for Kit Kat bars is actually broken up Kit Kat bars?
No, I didn't.
They take
that.
Broken Kit Kat bars and use them to fill the wafers.
That's pretty good, man.
Yeah.
I already had a Twix this morning because I'm trying to turn
I'm
trying to turn that frown upside down, and I can tell you this, the Twix didn't help enough.
No, that's not gonna help.
It made
help
me feel
enough.
Good for like 30 seconds.
Nothing's gonna help this.
So this is rough, guys. You know, this was one of the most irritating Eagles loss, and I'll use that's the word to me that stands out the most, irritating. It was irritating. And it's one of the most irritating Eagles losses in recent memory because, number one, they should not have lost. And number two, they probably just blew a chance for the playoff. I mean, they still have a chance. But when all is said and done, we will probably be able to look back in January and say, had they won that game, they'd make the playoffs. But because they lost it, they probably won't. And it's actually probably that simple. And so it's incredibly irritating. It's incredibly aggravating. And in my opinion, there's really four main people to blame. And I'll detail it quickly. The first is that, and I'm going to go in chronological order here. It's not totally chronological, but I'll start game-wise chronological. The first is the head coach, Nick Sirianni, for completely abandoning the run game for a big portion of the first half. It was idiotic. There had been a winning formula. There also had been a losing formula. And the head coach, for a while yesterday, chose the losing formula of passing the ball over the winning formula of running the ball. It was stupid. And it was really, really, really stupid, and you can make a great case that in the end it's going to cost him a playoff spot. The second person, obviously, Jalen Hurts. He was exposed in the passing game. Simple as that. Now, I also love Hurts's running, his heart, his toughness, and his improved accuracy. I'm enjoying all that.
Not yesterday.
But he is a below-average passing quarterback. It is a fact. Far too many people got carried away last week telling me he's a franchise quarterback. He's not yet. He might not ever be. He probably will be the starter next year. He is certainly the front runner for that right now. But this franchise quarterback stuff, knock it off. Number three, Jalen Reagor. Look, we've seen a lot of games where you can pin a play or a moment on a player and say that cost the team the game. I can honestly tell you, and I can't go through all of them in my head right now, but off the top of my head, I can honestly tell you I don't ever remember a game where there's a player who has not one but two game-losing moments in the final 2 minutes of a game. I don't ever remember seeing it. He dropped a ball that would have been a touchdown. He dropped another ball that at a minimum would have put the ball at the one-yard line. But if he just catches it and leans backward, he probably gets in the end zone on that final play. The guy stinks. He is a stiff. He should not be a starter. He cannot get it done, and I would have no problem if they cut him. And let me get to point four, person four, and that's Howie, who, you know, you just got to admit your mistake on Reagor, suck it up, take the hit, and stop hurting the team by forcing this guy on the field. Guys, it's really this simple. Because the Eagles, not because they made they did make a bad draft pick, and that is impact on the season, no question about it.
It's an all-timer.
But because they continue to play the bad draft pick to try to justify the pick or try to hope that he's going to turn the corner, which I'm telling you right now, guys, he's not going to turn the
corner.
You're
making it worse.
It's
worse than what it looks like.
It's probably going to cost him a playoff spot. So, look, I want to hear from everyone.
I'm with you. 215-592-9490. I think that did cost them a playoff spot. I think – and I just want to add – I want to tack on a couple plays to the obvious Jalen Reagor plays that we all know about.
I hope one of them is the punt return when he ran out of bounds with a minute and a half to go.
I wasn't even thinking of that.
He just ran straight to the right.
Yeah.
I mean,
I wasn't even thinking of
that. Yeah, well, that one.
But it is a travesty that he's out there returning kicks in any form because you're not getting the production. I mean, look to Dallas. You see their backup running back. You see what it looks like when you have someone who's actually explosive touching the ball when it's kicked.
Sure.
We don't have that. No, I'm talking about the first interception. The first interception in this game when I watched Jalen Reagor quit on a route because it was man coverage, it was bump man, and rather than fight through it, he just stopped. He just decided, you know what, I'm not going to be an option on this route. Quit on the play. What about the play before the final drop that should have been intercepted by that McKinney guy or whoever?
Yep.
Jalen Reagor, it is one of the most half-assed routes I've ever seen run in a critical moment in NFL history. Like, just, I mean, easy jog. You know, it's an in-breaking route. Easy jog for 20 yards. Slowly break to the inside. Jalen tries to hit him with the ball. The safety has all day to break on it. It was Jalen Reagor at his worst yesterday. And not just the plays that are obvious.
Yeah.
Not just the plays that lost us the game. There were a lot of other plays, too. He was terrible. And then the post game, when I didn't even know how to take that. Jalen Reagor sounded completely, completely unfazed. And I'm thinking, is this a good thing?
Yeah.
I want him to show some, I don't know, like remorse for losing the game unaware of how terrible he truly was.
It'd be interesting to know, is he truly unaware or is he a too cool for school guy? Because I get the impression he's a too cool for school guy.
Well, last year he wasn't a too cool for school guy. Remember, he got all heated and worked up social media-wise. So maybe he's just trying to go the other direction with it. But whatever it is, it doesn't work for me.
Well, it doesn't. And that's where you got to bring it back to Howie and Sirianni, the combination for choosing to play this guy. He's a stiff. And the reality is this. We've seen enough guys come off practice squads through the years. Greg Ward, 2 years being an example, 2 years ago. We've seen enough guys to know there's at least 10 guys in America that could play better than Jalen Reagor that aren't being given a chance right now. At least 10. First of all, I think Greg Ward's one of them. Now, he had a drop in the end zone. It was not an easy catch. It was not as easy as the Reagor's, but he should have caught it. Okay. But Greg Ward or Gainwell should be in there instead of Reagor. I guarantee you there are players across America on the other 31 practice squads. I guarantee you there are players that are better than Jalen Reagor. It's a guarantee. This guy stinks.
Yeah.
And again, the combination of all this, and let's not let Hurts off the hook.
No,
he was terrible. They've been trying to hide him. They had very effectively hit him for a couple of weeks. His running capabilities are phenomenal. And yesterday he got exposed.
He's not developed as a passer to where he needs to be. And for some reason, I don't know if they were reading their own press clippings, but yesterday it felt like,
I don't know
that this is a fact,
yep,
it felt like they said, okay, this Giants team, they're missing their safety. They're rearranging the entire secondary. They're bad. This is a game where we can throw the ball, and we can try to see what we have with Jalen. Now, over the month where we were dominant, we were running the ball 44 times a game. Yesterday, we ran it 33 times. We know in the end that that wasn't adequate. That this team needs to run the ball 40-plus times in order to be effective.
And, John,
part of the problem is Jordan Howard wasn't available.
I'm aware.
And let's not overlook the fact that Miles Sanders, while somewhat healthy, was on the sideline in favor of Boston Scott.
They benched him. There's no question.
Yeah.
There's no, and they, but by there the way.
This is in flux. This running back room is in flux. And the best one of them all started the season on the practice squad.
Listen.
Think about that. You got Jalen Reagor out there, the focal point of an offense. And you've got the best, just like Greg Ward was languishing on the practice squad forever. And the players are saying, man, this guy's killing us in practice. Why is he on the practice squad? The best running back on this team was on the practice squad to start the season. And now we see that we can't function at full effect without him in the run game. Like, this is all upside down.
It is.
And it's in large part because of the front office's directives.
Well, I agree with that. And then I'll just bring it back to where I started. I mean, Sirianni wasted. He wasted 20, 25 minutes yesterday before getting into the run game. He just wasted time.
Yeah.
He wasted drives. And then once they finally
think about it. When they ran the ball nine times in a row, they went down and scored.
Yeah, no, they
did. And then they ran it, I don't know, four more times in a row. Like they ran it like 13 times in a row, and we were productive. And then all of a sudden, poof.
Yeah.
Pass the ball
fail. It's one of the most irritating losses I can remember in years. And one of the main reasons is, come on, gut feeling. Don't you know that this probably is going to cost them a playoff spot? Now, guys, the season's not over, and there are still winnable games ahead. But when all is said and done, this game probably will have cost them a playoff spot. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Go ahead, John.
I want to know, what is the point of this season for this organization? Is it? I think a coach's job should be to win games, not to evaluate players, right?
Well, I think it's a little of both, but
I don't think it is a little of both. I think for a front office, it's a little of both. For a coach, it's to win games. Now, if the coach has his say, I think that they go out and they win that game and they run the ball. But I don't know if his hands were tied yesterday. It sure looked that way.
Yeah, it's just, it's really, really, really aggravating. To the phones we go, Channing in Center City. What's up, Channing?
Yo, what's up, fellas? I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving over the
you too,
over
man.
On Thursday.
And listen,
man.
Channing, how about how great we felt on Thanksgiving seeing Dallas and the Saints lose, and
then they
just gave it all back yesterday. They gave it all back.
My biggest blame is Nick Sirianni on this one. The job of a head coach, you put your players in the best position to succeed, and he didn't do that at all. I'm going to take you guys back to when they were third and two, and they passed the ball incomplete. Jalen Hurts, he tells the special teams to go back on the sidelines.
Yep. Yeah.
Fourth and two, you throw it again? I never get that when a team's on third and short – and they pass the ball, and then they want to go for it on fourth down and then pass it again. I never got that. If you're going to go for it on fourth down when it's third and short, why not run the ball two times? I mean, it's just mathematically, you're going to get 2 yards out of two run plays. I never got that, Joe or John.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. But my fiance almost kicked me out of the house yesterday. I watched that last play for like a half an hour.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe how wide open Devontae Smith was across the middle.
Yep.
I need to see the coach's copy on that one, because it did look like he broke free. But I do know that there was a safety back there, and I don't know exactly where he was standing.
I want to see the all-22 on that play. But my goodness, if it was a quick decision, he could have thrown the ball. He could have got out of bounds. We could have ran another play. How much time was left?
Listen,
on that?
No, there was definitely time, Channing. Appreciate the call. They could have completed a pass and spiked the ball. They definitely could have. They completely messed it up. And then, of course, there's the mess up before the end of the first half, which was a disaster. Presumably, and I'll use the term presumably, Sirianni told him, "Hey, Jalen, don't take all 8 seconds. Let's start with that principle. Don't take all eight." I mean,
that was such
a mess up.
That needed to be that is a perfect occasion for a coach who is in his headset,
of course,
who is talking to him up until 15 seconds before the snap.
Yep.
Should be saying to Jalen Hurts, "Okay, Jalen, listen, you got 8 seconds. If it's not there immediately,
totally,
throw the ball away, and we're going to take 3 points away from this. Yeah. Carry that into the halftime." And I don't think that was done.
Well,
I don't know that. Okay, if that's inculcated into him, repeated to him constantly for 40 seconds prior to the snap, I think he throws the ball away instead of trying to do the Jalen thing, which is break right, look, and then, you know, throw a prayer.
It'd be a great question for a reporter to ask Sirianni in his press conference.
Yeah.
Because that moment played a direct role in the game also, and the game plays a direct role in the playoffs. It really is amazing. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, freaking aggravated. All right? I don't need 37 callers today to ask me how I'm doing. All right? I'm freaking aggravated. That's how I'm doing. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.